We're doing the Drashot HaRan. We're up to the second speech of the Ran. What page is it by you guys?
Lamed Gimel.
Lamed Gimel on the Shalem edition, Tzadi Beis, in the Mosadar of Kuk edition. We'll dedicate our learning this morning to Mordechai Aryeh ben Alexander Eliyahu. His yard side is on Yud Beis Adar. We were learning, the Ran had been discussing why was Yaakov and Rivka, why were they intent on Yaakov's getting the blessings? To what avail? If Yitzchak doesn't know he's blessing him, what gain is there going to be? So the Ran began by telling us that Rivka knew God saying, V'ravi avot tzair. Rivka knew that God's intent was that the older one would be subservient to the younger one. But Yitzchak didn't know that. This was something that Rivka knew and Yitzchak didn't. So Yitzchak thought that he will bless Esav to rule over his brother. And Rivka knew that wasn't God's thought. When Rivka heard that Yitzchak wants to bless Esav, she knew he loved Esav. She was worried that maybe when Yitzchak blesses Esav, his blessing, his prayer, will have such an impact that it will change the prophecy that she already had. Remember, the Ran had explained in the beginning of this speech that the earlier prophets, the prophets like Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the prophecy that Rivka got, their prophecies, even prophecies for good, could change. Remember, the Ran said that's why they needed to have signs. The signs were ways of sealing in the prophecy. The earlier prophets being that their prophecies were personal, so then God isn't bound by that prophecy. We said other Rishonim say that every prophecy is al-tanai. Other Rishonim explain that the idea is that when God gives prophecy, God is saying with certain stipulations. It's not like it must be this way. God is saying, assuming that things continue this way, this is the way it'll be. God says Nineveh will be overturned. That's with an understood stipulation, unless they do tshuva. God says to Avram, your children will be my chosen people. So now Yitzchak could be a gangster. Yaakov could lead a life of a gangster, and that's it. That's God promised. This is the way it's going to be. And so God has certain understood stipulations, even within the prophecies. This is the Ibn Ezra and others, that's the way they understand. But the Ran had explained that all these prophecies that were personal prophecies, prophecies specifically for Rivka in this case, or Yitzchak, those prophecies could change. There you don't have this concept that once God says this is the way it's going to be, that's the way it's going to be when it's for good. That only starts with prophecies that were said over to the public or where you had to verify whether the prophet was telling the truth or not. So Rivka does this great trick to get Yaakov in instead of Esav. Now she knew that the blessings that Yitzchak would give Yaakov, when he's thinking that he's blessing someone else, they're not going to have too much of an impact on Yaakov, because Yitzchak doesn't have in mind to bless Yaakov. You can't give a blessing thinking you're blessing Esav, and then the blessing lands on Yaakov. Great. Yaakov tricked him. He's standing there. To what avail? But she says a few things. A, if Yitzchak is going to give him prophecy and tell him what's going to be in the future, so then God will give him the prophecy that's fitting for Yaakov. And if there's going to be some merit in the blessing, so then Yaakov should get some of that merit, however that's going to work. How does that work? So the Ran says, V'imashchum izeh shtei toalot. So two things will come out of this that she can trick Yitzchak and get Yaakov in instead of Esav. Ha'achat, the first benefit, you guys have the place? V'imashchum izeh shtei toalot. So we're up to page Lamed Dalid in the Shalem edition. V'imashchum izeh, third line, V'imashchum izeh. V'imashchum izeh shtei toalot. So they'll gain two things out of this. האחד שלא יסבב יצחק בתפילתו הממשלה לעשיו. In Yitzchak's prayer, he won't switch the rulership to Esav, because he's praying to Hashem, let this one be the ruler, let this one get the blessing. Whatever he's praying, at the end of the day, even if it has no value, because he thinks he's blessing Esav, and Yaakov's standing there, but at least Esav won't get this blessing. Meaning the first point is to ensure that Esav doesn't get it. And the second advantage is that Yaakov's rulership will have greater existence. Because like we said earlier, that the prophecies in those days were not as strong, as were not as validated like later in later times. Later, God says, you people have to be able to verify whether a prophet is true or not, so once I give a prophecy for good, I won't change it. But that's only for the sake of the Jewish people, in order to verify which prophet is telling the truth. But in those days, where there weren't prophets who we had to validate, so then God doesn't make that promise. So prophecies could change. So how do you lock in a prophecy? So the Ran had said, that's by making a sign, by doing an act that starts fulfilling, the prophecy starts being fulfilled, then it, so to speak, once it started being fulfilled, it will continue being fulfilled. Ken bli safek yechuzak eze chozek, kesheyomar hayehud leisham yuad. By the same token, the prophecy is strengthened when it is told to the person about who the prophecy is, you know. This whole prophecy that Yaakov will be the one in charge, he's going to be the ruler, he's going to be the more powerful among the two brothers. If that prophecy was said to Rebekah, it has one weight. If now Yitzchak is going to say that to Yaakov, even if Yitzchak from his perspective doesn't realize he's saying it to Yaakov, on some level, the fact that it was said over to Yaakov from a prophet makes it as though it's like a sign. It already started happening. It gives it a little bit more strength. And being that this prophecy that was said to Rebekah, that the older one will be subservient to the younger one, lohugad beYaakov, that prophecy was never said directly to Yaakov, the person who is the focus of this prophecy. And the Ran says, Yaakov Avinu didn't even know about this prophecy. And sefekshen itchazek, undoubtedly this prophecy was strengthened. Ve'omro Hashem itbarach shenit liYitzchak ve'nitbarach bo Yaakov ba'al hayiud. When God says it the second time now to Yitzchak, and Yaakov gets blessed with this prophecy, so Yitzchak is blessing him, you will rule over your brother. Yitzchak thinks he's blessing Esav. But Yitzchak's talking in prophecy. He's not just saying what he wants to say. God is giving him this prophecy. And God knows it's Yaakov standing there. So then you gain that Yaakov now has received this blessing, this prophecy, directly. It's not a prophecy that was said about Yaakov to Rebekah, but rather it is a prophecy that was said to Yitzchak within his blessing when God was there. God gives it to Yitzchak to say, Yitzchak thinks to Esav, and God knows it's Yaakov. V'achshov od, and I think also says the Ran, ki kasho berach Yitzchak et Yaakov, kfar berach oto kim supak im haya Yaakov o Esav. That when Yitzchak was blessing Yaakov, Yitzchak was blessing in uncertainty. Yitzchak himself knew that he wasn't 100% sure. Ki kvar ra'inu shehirgish hachashash, because we already see that Yitzchak is suspicious. Be'omro, Yitzchak says, mazeh mihalta limtzogni, how come you found food so fast? I just sent you out there to go hunting. How'd you get back so fast with the food? And Yitzchak also tells Yaakov, Gishanava mushcha b'ni, please come close, let me feel you, my son. I want to see if it's you, Esav, or not. V'shilesh od v'amar, and Yitzchak says a third time, Hakol kol Yaakov, the voice sounds to me like Yaakov. V'ayadayim yidei Esav, but your hands are hairy like Esav. So Yitzchak in 3 points indicates that he's uncertain who's standing before him. And undoubtedly the voice is a greater sign than the hair on the hands. He says, your voice sounds like Yaakov, gee, but your hands are hairy like Esav. So I would say go with the voice, don't go with the hands, right? ומכל זה נראה שלא היה ברור אצל יצחק שהיה עשיו בלי ספק. So from all of this it seems that Yitzchak wasn't completely confident this was Esav he was blessing. אבל ברחוק עם סופק, but Yitzchak in blessing Yaakov, there was an element of doubt, למה שהיה חושב מה שאפשר, because Yitzchak said to himself, והוא, כי אין ספק שיצחק היה אוהב את יעקב, because undoubtedly Yitzchak loved Yaakov, וחפץ בברכתו, he wanted Yaakov to have blessing, במה שלא יבוא ממנו הזק לעשיו, whatever blessing Yaakov could have, that wouldn't infringe upon Esav, that wouldn't harm Esav, Yitzchak undoubtedly wanted Yaakov to have. ולזה חשב שברכתו היה לעומד בן ברכיו, and that's why Yitzchak said to himself, I'm blessing this kid. Whoever it is that's standing here by me, I'm going to bless. גם כי יהיה יעקב, אי אפשר שתזיק לעשיו. Yitzchak says to himself, gee, I tried. 3 times I indicated I'm not sure. I think it's Esav, but you know what? Even if it's Yaakov, this blessing won't harm Esav. Ki ei efshar sheizkei Yaakov mitzad birchato ma sheikshe beinav veyeh hefech kavanato. Because if you understand this differently, then you have to say that really Yitzchak didn't want Yaakov to have this blessing, and in that case, then Yaakov didn't get it. Meaning the fact that Yitzchak says it, if Yitzchak clearly is thinking, I don't want Yaakov to have this, if that was what Yitzchak meant when he questioned 3 times, who are you? Tell me, you sound like Yaakov to me. If Yitzchak really meant, I don't want Yaakov to have the blessing, then Yaakov wouldn't gain anything by this blessing. So therefore, we have to say that what Yitzchak was really thinking was, she'im yeh Yaakov, that if this is really Yaakov standing here, lo yasim Hashem itbarach befiv davar yuzak bo Esav, God won't give him a blessing that will be harmful to Esav, because remember, Yitzchak isn't blessing him whatever he feels like saying. This is prophetic, and God can't be tricked. So Yitzchak is relying on God, and he's saying, whatever God sees fit for me to give him this blessing, that's going to be okay. It's not going to be hurtful to Esav. ואם יתברך במה שלא יוזק ממנו עשיו, יתב בעיניו. So, if Yaakov is going to end up with a blessing that doesn't harm עשיו, fine, okay. כי גם הוא יצא מחל הצו. Let's remember, Yaakov isn't a stranger here. Yaakov is also Yitzchak's son. ולזה לא ראה שימשך מברכתו כי אם תועלת, גם כי יהיה יעקב. And that's why Yitzchak felt, however this plays out, it's going to be beneficial, even if the guy standing before me is Yaakov. ולמה שכבר נטע דעתו שיהיה עשיו, אם שלא בא מזה אל תכלית הבירור, לא נמנע מלברכו. And being that he thought this is probably עשיו, even though he wasn't 100% sure, he says, I'll bless him anyways, because this is a prophetic blessing, and nothing bad can come of it. והשם יתברך, and God blessed be he. באהבתו את יעקב, out of his love for Yaakov, שם בפיו של יצחק, God gave Yitzchak the following prophetic blessing, בברכו אותו, when Yitzchak blesses Yaakov, what comes out is, כל הטוב העתיד ליעקב, all the good that was destined to come upon Yaakov, אם שזכה במצד ברכת יצחק, ואם שכבר זכה בו כדבר המלוכה, be it the things that God wanted him to merit through the blessing of Yitzchak, or the things that he had already merited, like the concept that Yaakov would be the ruler. And the reason behind this, the reason that God had Yitzchak bless him with something that God had already said through Rivka, was for Yitzchak. Meaning, God already said 60 years earlier, God already said to Rivka that Yaakov is going to be king. Why did it have to come out in Yitzchak's blessing to Yaakov? The reason? Because it wasn't 60 years earlier, but it was 60 years earlier. Yeah. So why did Yitzchak have to say this in the blessing? God wanted Yitzchak to be aware that Yaakov would be king. so that Yitzchak would not spend time begging God to give the throne to Esav. It didn't have to play itself out this way. God had already said 60 years earlier that Yaakov would be king. Why does God have to give Yitzchak this prophetic vision and this blessing specifically to tell Yaakov, you're going to be king? Because God wants Yitzchak to know, and God wants Yitzchak to accept that Yaakov will be king, so that Yitzchak doesn't spend time asking for Esav to be king. Remember, that's what Yitzchak had thought. Yitzchak was thinking, I'm going to bless Esav with royalty. Yitzchak doesn't know that God declared 60 years earlier that Yaakov's going to be king. And when Yitzchak concludes his blessing for Yaakov, when he saw that God gave him the following saying, Heve gevir l'achecha, you be master over your brother, חשב להיות בלי ספק שהמתברך היה עשיו. So Yitzchak concludes the blessing, and he says, okay, God had me say that he's going to be master over his brother. Must be the guy I was blessing was Esav. So at the end of the blessing, Yitzchak is now convinced, must be I blessed Esav, must be everything's okay. והנה לא ידע כי לא יצלח למלוכה מצד ברכתו. Yitzchak didn't know that Esav isn't gaining the throne, and that his blessing is not even the one that's going to give the throne to anyone, because God already gave it 60 years earlier. Aval kvar nitna lo. Yitzchak doesn't know that God already gave the throne to Yaakov. Ve'laze bevo Esav. And that's why when Esav suddenly walks into the room, Yaakov walks out. A second later, Esav walks in. And Yitzchak says, who are you? And he says, what do you mean? I'm Esav, Dad. Charad charada gedola. Then suddenly, things start settling in on Yitzchak. Wait a second, what happened here? And Yitzchak, a great fear takes hold of Yitzchak. Vamar, and Yitzchak says, wait a second. Who's the one that hunted and brought me the food beforehand? And I blessed him. Mikol makom. Nonetheless, Yitzchak realizes, wait a second. Someone tricked me here, but no one tricked God. And God gave me this blessing to give your predecessor, to give Yaakov. And that's why Yitzchak concludes and says, Chatam ve'amar gam baruch yiyeh. And he will really be blessed. The blessing took hold. Yitzchak saw that the blessing took hold. Ki natan elibo, ki lo zacha lamlucha mitzad birchato sheya'ad, sheyeh ba'mekom ir'u lomar sheyibracha b'taut. Because Yitzchak realized that his blessing wasn't the one giving the throne to Yaakov. He didn't want that there'd be room for someone to say, hey, Yaakov only got it by mistake. Aval ma'ashem yitbarach yatza adavar, Yitzchak knew that the blessing was godly, it was prophetic. And so Yitzchak knew that that's it. If God had me say that, then gam baruch yiyeh. This blessing is there. This is what God wants. Yaakov will be king. V'gam ki uchal b'tvilati la'sev ota elecha en ze min ha'ra'uy. And even if I could switch the blessing and turn the throne to you, Esav, that's not fitting. Because God gave a clear indication here that He wants Yaakov to have the throne. Ki ech esa panav. Ach aleinu lirtzot asher kfar ratza bo Hashem yitbarach v'itala. How could I turn to God and say, I know this is what you want, but let's do it different? No. We have to be happy with that which God wants, and God obviously wants Yaakov to be king. And so Yitzchak basically comes to this stark realization in one moment when Esav enters the room. He suddenly realizes everything he thought is backwards. Really, God wants Yaakov to be king? Really, God gave him prophetic blessing for Yaakov. And that's why Yitzchak automatically tells Esav, hey, I was tricked, but gam baruch yiyeh, the blessing is still going to take hold because God wasn't tricked. God knew who was standing here and God wanted him to have that blessing. And we know that 60 years earlier, before the children were born, God already declared this would be the blessing. We, Baruch Hashem, have concluded the second speech of the Ran. Remember, the Ran took us through a journey describing the relationship between Esav and Yaakov. The pasuk the Ran began with was, Ahavti etchem amar Hashem. God says, I love you. And we ask God, how do you love us? And God says, well, Yaakov and Esav, they're brothers, and I love Yaakov and I hate Esav. And then the Ran went into the difference between Yaakov and Esav, and that God wanted it so from the very beginning. God made it so that there would be a stark difference between Yaakov and Esav, and that when one is up, the other is down. And the Ran went on to explain that the default that God wants is that Yaakov is on top. Yaakov is supposed to be on top, like Yitzchak's blessing, like God says to Rivka. Only when Yaakov is not fit to be on top, when Yaakov comes down, so it's like a seesaw. If we went down, they go up. But the default state that God wants in the world is that Yaakov is up. And that is the concept of Imaleah Choreva, that Esav always says, when they go down, I'll get full. That's the way Hashem created the world. Hashem says, they're different. Yaakov's supposed to be on top, but he has to merit being on top. The way of the world should be that Yaakov's on top. But the second Yaakov sins, God says, okay, I have my dog, I have my Esav, he's going to come and bite. And then Esav's going to get on top. But that's unnatural. And that's where the Ran went on to explain how the blessings worked and this concept of Yaakov being on top.